Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
One thing Sean and I have learned from the great Tiki Barber. Actually, I'll ask you before I reveal.
All right.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned from working with Tiki Barber?
That rookies suck.
That's a good one. Not what I'm thinking.
Okay.
He doesn't believe in coincidences.
Ah, okay.
Does not believe in coincidences.
I'll be honest with you, all the years working with Tiki, I don't think I've ever heard him say that.
He says it all the time.
I don't remember him ever saying that once, but okay, I'll go along.
That just proves you don't listen.
Oh, I listen.
But he's always said, I don't believe in coincidences. So last night, between the football game, I was also checking in on the Red Sox-White Sox game, and the Red Sox did it again. And it's just obscene now what they're doing. Waskar Brazaba actually blew the game. The White Sox blew the game 18 times. Yep. He was the victim one time. The Boston Red Sox are 31-5 in their last 36 games. The Boston Red Sox, at one point this season, trailed by 15.5 games of the New York Yankees in the standings, and now they're even in the loss column. Here's what's not a coincidence, because Tiki Barber tells us there's no such thing as coincidences.
Okay.
The night the Red Sox began this run, the night the Red Sox began sweeping the Yankees and going 31-5, on the TV broadcast on the YES Network, Michael Kay couldn't understand why Red Sox fans were chanting Yankee suck.
It's really strange, the crowd chanting that old chant that they have here. I guess the standings on the left field board, they can't see those.
Oh. Since that smart-ass comment by the voice of the Yankees, the Red Sox are 31-5, the Yankees are 16-20, which is just ridiculous, and the 15.5 game lead is gone.
It's gone.
And if you people are going to blame my friend Sal Licata,
the NL East is over.
For that, 4 years ago, how do we not blame Michael Kay for what's gone on in the Yankee-Red Sox dynamic? How do we not?
Because
you can't blame Sal and say, ah, oh, that's just a coincidence.
Because blaming Sal to begin with was moronic. Oh. It was more fun than anything. No, it's stupid. It has nothing to do with the fact that the Yankees got injuries and the Red Sox got red hot. The Red Sox fired their manager on like a team in this town at the right time to light a fire. No. And I'll be honest with you, Evan, who gives a crap? Because in the end, Michael Kay is going to be the one laughing at these losers up in Boston for what's been a fun little summer. Because in the end, the Red Sox ain't finishing ahead of the Yankees this year.
Really? You're still confident about
that? Not only are they not finishing ahead of the Yankees, the Red Sox aren't getting beyond the division series this year. This is all a nice story, fun little story, good for Boston, good for everything. No team could play like this to the bitter end, and I take you back to the 2002 A's. A freaking team a movie was made of. Moneyball, that 20-game win streak. Do you remember what happened to the Oakland A's that year?
Yeah, it didn't go well for them in the postseason.
Who did they lose to in the postseason?
What year was this again?
2002.
Well, in 2002, they lost to the... Hold on, I'm trying to remember. I think you got the wrong year, bro.
No, I don't. I have it right in front of me.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. They lost to the Minnesota Twins.
That's right. That's right. You're
Nobody loses to the Minnesota Twins in a division series, and that was the most incredible run. This is probably the greatest run we've seen
since
then.
Are you trying to tell me we had a Twins-Angels ALCS?
Yes, we did.
Boy, oh boy, you talk about out of my memory.
The point is, for the Twins to actually make an ALCS when they are always a division series entrant and exit, it took a team who had an historical season, that's all it was, to put them in position, and that's what the Red Sox are. The Red Sox didn't go out and spend a ton of money last offseason. They are the 2002 A's. They're the best team budgets could buy.
So you know, I have always been skeptical of the Red Sox. I was skeptical of them yesterday when we talked about the AL East and the status of this pennant race. But last night, after they pulled off this victory, I have to reconsider things.
Okay.
And the one area
you're
pause
a sucker,
on.
That's why.
I'm explaining it. I'm explaining my thoughts. It's one thing to have a hot streak. All bad teams have a hot streak. Yeah. All mediocre teams have a hot streak. The New York Mets are having a hot streak. Some of their delusional fans think the race is back on. This is not a hot streak anymore. This is no longer, wow, the Red Sox got hot and won a bunch of games in a row. They've won 31 of 36. Incredible. This is 84 Tigers territory. This is not like a normal hot streak. And even though they don't have a lot of superstars, they do have incredible pitching. I mean, they have to admit, Sonny Gray is having an awesome year. Ranger Suarez has lived up to the hype.
Sure.
Peyton Tolley's had a hell of a year. They're so deep they were able to trade Connolly early.
Yep.
Like, they may be really good. And also, lineup-wise, they're the exact opposite of the Yankees. Like, they don't have a lot of big names. The names don't jump out at you. Nah. Even the stats don't jump out at you. But the results have to eventually jump out at you.
They keep the line moving. They never say die. Look, I'm not saying the Red Sox shouldn't be applauded for this incredible run. I just think we're all kind of being pathetic as baseball fans that we look at what's going on August 7th and go, well, that's it, man. This is the Red Sox year. What? We got 2 months of baseball left.
But, Sean, it's not about it being the Red Sox
season.
They're
not better than the Yankees, and they're not going to finish ahead of them.
How often in baseball history, or even just the last 15 years, have we seen a team be 15 and a half games back and make up that ground in less than 2 months? Like,
dude,
it is ridiculous what's happening. That whole Michael Kay comment and where the Red Sox were in the standings, the date of that day was June 25th.
Yep.
It's August 7th.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's like but 6 weeks.
But that is exactly why I don't think they're ultimately going to finish ahead of the Yankees, despite that being the flavor of the month this morning. Because think about how much work they had to do in a month and a half to turn this around. That ain't easy. And they should, again, be applauded for that. To be able to do that now and then assume that they're going to keep this ahead of the Yankees, you have to assume two things. The Yankees are going to continue to play as poorly as they have, and the Red Sox are going to keep building enough of a lead. I think we're at a crosspaths here where maybe they go up two games and something like that, but ultimately, I think we're going to hit a pivot point here. Last night we look back, and that's the Red Sox magic moment, and then it deflates from here.
So pause on the Red Sox for a second. The Yankees tonight, when they take on the Atlanta Braves, are going to play their 57th game without Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And I think we have to admit, just based on the update on Aaron Judge or the lack thereof, we're looking at a bunch more games without Judge. It may not be 56 more games.
Okay.
That would take you into the playoffs, but we're looking at least 20 more games without Aaron Judge. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's more than fair.
Okay. They played 56 games without Aaron Judge. You know what their record is in those 56 games?
I think they're 11 games under now.
28-28. They're dead even without Aaron Judge.
I'm sorry. I was thinking something else.
You can think whatever you want. I'm just giving you the facts.
I'm thinking about 2 years.
They have been a 500 team without Aaron Judge.
Okay.
You look at this lineup, which is absolutely improved because of the trade of Elliot Ramos and Luis Garcia Jr. Don't you still feel that we're looking at more 500 baseball? That's probably the way things go over the next couple of weeks? Probably. It's baseball. Crazy crap can happen. But the track record of this 56-game run without Aaron Judge has been they'll win some, they'll lose some. They're a 500 team. Do you not believe that until Judge walks through that door, that is the likeliest thing we're staring at?
I don't believe that.
What, they're going to just start winning a bunch of games?
I believe, and I'm researching this, we have something that's about to happen tonight that has not happened in the Yankees quite literally all season.
Go ahead.
Yesterday marked the first time all season that the Yankees had an off day in the middle of a homestand.
Okay.
I believe this is going to reset everything.
Oh, so they're going to get hot now.
I believe they just, listen, as much as we crushed the deadline and what just happened. And
you crushed the deadline specifically.
Most people did other than Brian Cashman crushed the deadline in terms of what happened with the Yankees. The truth is they are kind of adding to this. We did the fire of George Lombard playing clean defense, the home run the first night.
They're a better team.
They're a better post-deadline team.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the first time that this team, since the deadline and really all year, got a chance to take a deep breath and re-examine themselves. I think tonight is the big turning point. And I don't think it's an ironic point that the Red Sox have their most riveting victory of all of these victories had and passed the Yankees on that exact moment and the only moment that this has happened on the Yankee schedule. I don't think the Yankees are stupid. I think the Yankees have urgency. I do think now that they got the news that Judge is going to begin light workouts, and because let's be real, those guys are playing in the locker room. Until Judge actually got that clearance that he could begin light workout, what is everybody else thinking in the back of their head? Is this guy coming back?
Do you think it's affected them?
I think it's probably worn on them a little bit.
Mm.
What's going on here? We don't even, Judgey, what's going on? Yeah, I think I'm going to play, but, you know, we got to wait for the imaging. He knows now he's coming. We know now, barring a setback, he's coming.
No, we don't actually.
Well,
he's not even doing baseball activities. He's doing outdoor running.
But he's allowed to do activities, period.
No, I get it. It's definitely a step in the right direction, but he's not close.
I think you combine all of those things. I think you're staring at tonight. with these three pitchers pitching this weekend as the actual turning point of the Yankees.
They have 18 games, the Yankees do, before they next play the Boston Red Sox for that huge four-game series in late August that includes a doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. What do you think they're going to do in these next 18 games?
In the next 18 games, I think that
they... And just to give you perspective for everybody listening, the Braves, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Astros. A bunch of teams that are kind of... Atlanta is very good, so we'll put them aside. Everyone else is kind of in that same bucket, like a few games under 500 and sort of in the race.
13 and 5. I think we're about to heat up. I'm telling you, I think yesterday's off day is immense when you consider.
Very optimistic of you.
An off day, we don't have to travel.
I get it. I'm surprised of your optimism. I respect it. I'm not insulting you.
I'm not telling you the Rays yet, but I told you this pairs with what I said the Rays yet. I think the Yankees are about to start coming a little bit.
Yeah, I think if I had to guess, they're probably going 10-8 in 18 games. Like something that goes along the lines with the way they've played. It's just tough to imagine they're going to win 13 of 18 when they're scoring two runs a game.
They're not going to be scoring two runs.
There's no evidence that's going to change.
There is evidence.
What's the evidence?
They just added three bats.
And what did they do?
It's the first two games. Now I just told you they had the off day to reset. They're going to play cleaner defense. The pitching's going to get clicking. And frankly, I think a lineup shuffle's coming tonight, which we'll get into later.
Well, I think they need to make a lineup
There's
shuffle.
There's no way they don't.
I think when you talk about Boston and the Yankees in this race for the first wild card spot, and obviously still the American League East, obviously there's a level of importance in it. But the Red Sox have already made up the ground. So now you're looking at the final stretch of games, a month and a half of the season, and you're saying, can the Yankees finish with a better record than the Red Sox? It's no longer the Red Sox have to make up this amount of ground, like we talked about yesterday with the Yankees and Rays. They're even. Like, it's about who's going to outplay who over the final month and a half of the season. And right now it feels like you've got the Yankees that are sort of in molasses. They're not collapsing. They're just there. And the Red Sox are on fire. Now, I agree they'll cool off.
They're going
to
cool off.
But their cooling off may not be enough to stop that train from completely surpassing them.
Look, you're even talking about the 10 and 8. Like, that's what a realistic stretch is for the Red Sox. That is coming. So even
a 10-8 stretch in 18 games?
Yes.
Absolutely. But I happen to think that's what the Yankees are going to do.
And
which
I don't.
Leaves you tied going into late August.
Three new bats have been added. The Yankee offense is about to... It may not turn into 10 runs. We do forget the first night of Luis Garcia Jr. They did score a ton of runs.
Let me ask you this question. Though.
Score a bunch of runs today.
Let me ask you this question. I respect the confidence and maybe you'll be right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's baseball. It's the beauty of it. None of us, nobody, especially our friends in Boston, expected the Red Sox to go on a run like this.
Pathetic. Putting freaking garbage bags on your heads in May. Grow up.
That's how they felt. You've done that before.
Not May.
But I want to make this clear because I want to know. Because maybe it's my justice for my dear friend.
Your David justice?
My justice for Sal Licata.
The NL East is over.
You just want to pile on Michael Kay.
Are you telling me that if the Red Sox finish ahead of the Yankees, and you're wrong with everything you said, this is not all Michael Kay's fault?
It's really strange, the crowd chanting that old chant that they have here. I guess... The standings on the left field board, you can't see those.
You can't see me? Are you saying that this will not be Kay's fault if the Red Sox complete this comeback?
No.
You're exonerating him.
Yeah, he'll get heat from the
morons
on Twitter.
I am a damaged freak.
But ultimately, no, it's not Michael Kay's fault. It would be the Yankees' fault in that situation. Because if you've learned anything working with me, it's that believe in coincidences.
Oh, that's the opposite of Tiki. Yeah. Who would deserve more blame for a collapse? Sal with the Mets in 22 or Kay with the Yankees in 26?
Sal.
You still put Sal over Kay?
Well, Michael Kay's got an Aaron Judge injury in his back pocket. What did Sal have?
The Braves never losing?
Yeah, but that's the Braves. It's the Braves, and Sal should know better. It's the Mets.
I'll tell you this. I would exonerate Sal from New York sports lore if the Yankees finish behind Boston, and I would put the Yankee announcer ahead of him. That's just me.
Oh, that's so unfair.
Dude, it's not even like a few days later. Literally, the day he made that comment was when the 31-5 run went. I'm not kidding. I'm not off by a day. I'm not off by a week. He made that comment during game one of that series at Fenway. The Red Sox swept the Yankees. They've lost five games in totality since June 25th. Like, bro. It's just immediate.
Yeah.
It's immediate.
It's just irony. That's all it is. Michael Kay, I got you back. And the Yankees are back tonight. I hope Kay's back as well, too. You missed George Lombard's first career home. We're going to get the calls.
Well, listen, everyone decides when to take vacation. And it's respected. Like, you can take it whenever you want. I've made some bad decisions when it comes to vacation. He knew that he was taking off around the trade deadline. That's his decision. I don't feel bad for him. Plus... Okay. and you know this as a Yankee fan, Ryan Rucco has a reputation. Now, we all love Ryan Rucco. He's a great broadcaster. But Ryan Rucco made some kind of deal with the baseball gods because this guy gets crazy Yankee games.
He got the Domingo Herman, too, didn't he?
He had the Domingo Herman game. He had that classic in Minnesota when Aaron Hicks made the crazy
catch. Right.
Dude, Ryan Rucco gets crazy. So if Michael Kay didn't take vacation and were doing these games, he would have gotten nothing.
So George Lombard still would not have homered. Is that the real jinx?
If Michael Kay
was working this week?
I don't think that's a Kay jinx. That's a Ryan Rucco. He made some kind of deal with the baseball gods. You know, Babe Ruth and Satchel Paige cut some kind of deal with Ryan Rucco where they're like, Ryan, you're such a good broadcaster, dude. We love you. And by the way, and you know this, he got the same deal with the Nets. Remember that incredible West Coast comeback in 2019?
Yes. Oh, my God. He makes all those West Coast trips. You're right.
I'll never forget, and I won't do this on the air because this would bore people, so I'll just tell you how I did it. Me and a buddy of mine, he's a diehard Yankee Knicks fan. I'm obviously Nets Mets.
Yes.
We spent an hour arguing which call Ryan Rucco was more excited for. The Nets comeback on the West Coast in 19 versus the Aaron Hicks Minnesota game.
That's a good debate.
And we played the clips. We were going back. Well, he's excited here. He's excited there. And
he was nuts on the Nets Lakers.
He was nuts. And finally, at the end of the day, it wasn't the Lakers. I think it was Sacramento, right?
Sacramento.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong game. Eventually, at the end of the day, it was close, but he was a little bit more excited for the Yankees thing. Just a tad bit. And I never wanted to ask Rucco because I didn't want to put him in that spot. He's a good guy. I didn't want to say, what were you more excited about? So I left it to our imagination.
Well, see, this is why Michael Kay can't be blamed. Because Ryan Rucco, because of the importance of Yankees Red Sox, no fault of his, he's never in a position where he could comment on Red Sox sucks chance and put himself up to be jinxed. So that's why you can't blame Michael Kay.
I guess that's a fair point.